So let's review the go-go's once more. So give me some of the go-go verbs.
Salgo.
Salgo, okay.
Tengo.
Tengo.
Pongo.
Pongo, yes. Pongo, I put, yes. Salgo, I leave, I'm leaving. Vengo, I'm coming, okay.
Hago.
Hago, I'm doing, or making.
Digo.
Digo, I'm saying or telling.
Vengo.
Vengo, yes, I'm coming.
Supongo.
Supongo, I suppose, yes. I have.
Tengo.
Tengo. And I bring?
Traigo.
Traigo. So if you want to say, bring it.
Lo traigo.
Positive imperative, the positive command, you hook on the pronoun. So bring it would be?
Traigalo.
Right. Traigalo. Traigalo. Bring me something would be?
Traigame?
Right. Right.
Algo?
Traigame algo. Don't put it here.
No.
Don't put it here. No.
No lo pong. Go.
No lo pongos, I'm not putting it. Don't put it. Now you have the imperative, the command. Don't you put it. No lo.
No lo ponga.
Once more?
No lo ponga.
Yes, but only one push.
No lo, no lo ponga.
No lo ponga. Here.
Aquí.
Aquí. Yes. The word for there is allí. So aquí is here, allí is there. So put it there would be, now you have the positive command, the positive imperative. Put it.
Póngalo.
Póngalo.
Allí.
Right. Póngalo allí. Right. So once more. Don't put it here, put it there.
No lo ponga aquí.
Yes, no lo ponga aquí. Put it there.
Póngala ahí.
Wait.
Póngalo.
Right.
Ahí.
Póngalo. Once more.
Póngalo.
Póngalo.
Ahí.
Allí, right. How would you say, I'm doing it?
Lo hago.
Lo hago. How would you say, do it?
Hágala. Lo.
Right.
Hágalo.
Hágalo. Do it. Hágalo. Don't do it. Don't do it.
No lo haga.
Right. No lo haga. No lo haga. Don't do it. How would you say, say it. Say it in Spanish.
Dígalo.
En
español.
Dígalo en español. How would you say, tell me?
Dígame.
Right. Dígame. Dígame. You'll hear that a lot. Tell me. Dígame. Dígame. Don't tell me now.
No me diga ahora.
Right. No me diga ahora. If you're talking to Roberta, don't tell me.
No me digas.
No me digas. No me digas. To call is llamar. Llamar. Yes? To call the llama in Peru, llamar. Double L-A-M-A-R. Llamar. To call. How would you say, call me later. Please call me later. Call me later, please.
me.
Now, remember that in the positive command, you have to hook on the pronoun. But only in the positive command, not in the negative command. So call me would be?
Yama me.
How would you say it?
Yameme.
What's more?
Yameme.
Right. Yameme. Yes. Switch tracks from A to E. It's Yamar becomes Yameme. It so happens, however, and though I didn't want to bring it in now, but since you said it, it so happens, however, that what you said, Yameme, is also correct. It just so happens. Yameme would mean call me if you're talking to Roberto or to Roberta. Because that's the only time, the one and only time, when you do not cross over, when you do not switch tracks, is in the positive imperative to Roberto, to Roberta. You don't switch tracks, and you don't even use the S. So what you said, Yameme, was correct, talking to Roberto, to Roberta, saying, call me. Yes. But if you're talking to Señor, Señora, Señorita, and you say, call me later, once more will be...
Yameme.
Yes, but don't forget the push.
Yameme.
Right. Yameme. Yameme más tarde would be call me later. Yameme. What is to have?
Tener.
We have?
Tenemos.
Right. Tenemos. Mm-hmm. What is to do?
Hacer.
We are doing it?
Lo hacemos.
Right. Now, let's look at to have once more. Again, to have is?
Tener.
What does you have?
Tiene.
What would be they have? You all have?
Tienen.
Tienen is right. You, Roberto, have?
Tienes.
We already did. We have. But you go back to the verb, yes?
Tenemos.
And I have is a go-go.
Tengo,
yes. But let's look at it again. So we have, the verb is to have.
Tener.
And you have.
Tiene.
It's actually curious, because tener, for you have, is, now, in pushing down into the present tense, should be actually tiene. Tener, tiene. But you already have learned that it is tiene. And I'll show you what happened here. But what happens is that in Spanish, under stress, when you push down on an E, it caves in. It splits into IE. That's why you have tener, tenemos, yes, fine, yes. But the moment you push down on, and you want to say, you have, instead of tene, yes, it started with tene. Tene, under stress, you push down on the E, It caves in and it splits into IE. That's why you have tiene. For I have, in sticking in a G, it holds up the E, tango. There you wouldn't say tiengo, tango. Let's take now to come, which is
venir.
Venir. Venir. We're coming.
Venimos.
Venimos. Mm-hmm. How would you say he is coming?
Viene.
Right. That's the same thing. Yes. Instead of viene, you push down on the E and it caves in and splits to viene. Their coming would be
vienen.
Vienen. You, Roberto, are coming.
Vienes.
Vienes. But I'm coming, and sticking in the G becomes
bango.
Bango, yes. Now it holds up the E, yes? Bango. Let's take to begin, to start, is comenzar. To commence. How would you say I'm starting?
Comenzo.
Push down on it a little more.
Comenzo.
And what will happen to the E in pushing down on it?
Comienzo.
Right. And that's what it is. Comienzo. Because I'm starting. You are starting, he is starting, she is starting, it is starting would be?
Comience.
Well, what kind of verb is it? Because we have two sounds to play with.
Comienza.
Right. Comienza. If you say comience, you now switched tracks. And what would that mean?
A command.
Yes, or just start. That would be the imperative, the command. Comience, comience, start, start. So, at what time are you starting would be? A que hora?
A que hora comienza.
Right. A que hora comienza? At what time are you all starting?
A que hora comienzan.
Comienzan, right. A que hora comienzan? At what time are you starting, Roberta?
A que hora comienzas.
A que hora comienzas. And at what time do we start?
A que hora comenzamos?
Right. So for we, back to the verb comenzar, comenzamos. A que hora comenzamos? Instead of comenzar, you have another verb in Spanish for to begin, to start. Empezar. Empezar. So empezar, if you want to say I'm starting, would be?
Empiezo.
Empezar. There's no N.
Empiezo.
Right. Empiezo. Yes. You push down and it splits into IE also. Empiezo. At what time are you starting would be? At what time is it starting?
A que hora? Empieza.
Right, empieza. Yes, a que hora empieza? At what time is it starting? A que hora empieza la película? La película is the film. To think is pensar. To be pensive. Pensar. So I think would be?
Pienso.
Right, pienso. Push down and it splits. Pienso. What do you think?
Que piensa.
Right. Que piensa. piensan, or que piensas, depending on who you're talking to. What do you think of the situation?
Que piensa
of the situation.
De la situación.
Right. Que piensa de la situación. We think?
Pensamos. Pensamos.
Right. Pensamos. Yes. The verb is pensar. Pensamos. We think. To think is pensar. It's also used in the sense of thinking forward or planning. If you want to say, I plan on leaving soon. In Spanish, you say, I think to leave soon. Which would be?
Pienso.
Pienso?
Pienso. Salir pronto.
Right. Pienso salir pronto. When do you plan on leaving?
Cuando piensa salir.
Right. Cuando piensa salir. Uh-huh. To understand is
comprender.
Comprender. I understand would be
comprendo.
Comprendo, yes. Here we have the E that is locked in between the R, E, N, D. So it holds up. Yes, it doesn't cave in. You wouldn't say comprendo. Comprendo holds it, yes. But there's another verb for to understand in Spanish, which is entender. Entender. If you want to say, I understand, with entender would be?
Entiendo.
Right. Entiendo. Yes. Here it caves in. Entiendo. It's used more than comprender. Comprender, to understand, to comprehend, or entender. So entiendo. So I don't understand it would be?
No lo entiendo.
No lo entiendo. I don't understand you.
No le entiendo.
And I don't understand you, Roberta. No te. So instead of le, te. No te entiendo. Mm-hmm. And do you understand me? Roberta?
Me entiendes?
Right. That was clear. Me entiendes? We don't understand.
No entendemos.
Right. No entendemos. In reading, if you see in the present tense an IE, and you don't know what the verb is, but usually from you can deduct that the verb will have just the E. For instance, you know that I want is
quiero.
Quiero. You want, he wants.
Quiere.
Quiere. They want. You all want.
Quieren.
Quieren. You want, Roberto. Roberta.
Quieres.
Quieres. Mm-hmm. You all want.
Quieren.
Quieren, right. Now, we have an IE here. I never gave you the verb to want. Can you guess what it should be?
Querer?
Right. That's exactly what it is. Querer. Yes. So querer is to want, and then You now also know how to say we want, which is...
Queremos.
Queremos. There it is. Queremos. We have a similar situation with an O. A verb that has an O, pronounced O, in pushing down on it in the present tense, the O caves in and splits into UE, which means that in reading, for instance, and you see a verb with a UE, you can now guess the infinitive, the verb, what the verb would be. For instance, try to deduct. We had I can is
puedo.
Puedo. Yes, we have a UE here. Puedo. You can, he can is
puede.
Puede. They can. You all can.
Pueden.
Pueden. You Roberto. You Roberta can.
Puedes.
Puedes. What would be... but first we have to establish, what is the verb in English of can? You cannot say to can. What do you do in English?
To be able.
Right. Thank you. To be able. Yes. Because the future tense in English of I can do it is I will. You cannot say I will can do it. I will be able to do it. So in English, we have a little problem with can because the infinitive, the verb, is to be able. No problem in Spanish. In Spanish, of course, you know now you have a UE, which means that to be able, what would that be in Spanish?
Poder.
Right. Poder is right. Yes. So you see the O under stress when you push down splits into UE. That's when you have to puedo, puede, puede, and puedes. Yes. But the verb to be able is poder, and now you can give me we can, which is
podemos.
Podemos. Right. That's it. Poder. Yes. El poder is a noun and would be the power, to have the power. So you see, the English word power and poder are in a way connected. So poder is to be able, and el poder, the power. I gave you the verb to find, to encounter, you remember? To find, to encounter is do you remember it?
Encontrar.
Right, encontrar. Encontrar. How would you say I find?
Encuentro.
Correct, thank you. Encuentro, yes. So from encontrar, you push down on the O, and it splits into UE, encuentro. So, I don't find it.
No lo encuentro.
Right. No lo encuentro. To remember is recordar, to record. I remember would be
recuerdo.
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 No, recordar. There's an R in it.
Recuerdo.
Right. Recuerdo. Recuerdo. Mm-hmm. To come back. In Spanish is volver. Volver. V-O-L-V-E-R. That's when you have the revolver, comes from it, it revolves. So volver is to come back, to return, volver. I'm coming back soon would be?
Vuelvo.
Right! Verbo, verbo pronto. I'm coming back soon. At what time are you coming back, would be, signor?
A che ora? Vuelbo.
That is, am I coming back?
Vuelbe.
Right. A che ora vuelve? Yes. Are you all coming back? Vuelben. Are you coming back, Roberta?
Vuelvas. No. Vuelves.
Right. A que hora vuelves, Roberta? Yes. We are coming back soon.
Volvemos.
Right. Volvemos.
Pronto.
Pronto. Right. Volvemos pronto. Of course, to come back, you can also say regresar, to regress, which is easy, regresso and so on, yes. But volver is used a lot. So here you have the situation with o and o and e, yes, when you push down, caves in and splits. To lift up is levantar. Levantar, to raise, to lift up. It's like Levantine countries, yes. Why Levantine? You know that? Levantine countries, if you look at it from, especially from continental Europe, these are the countries where the sun rises. The sun lifts itself up. So that's why one called those countries the Levantine countries. Yes. So levantar is to lift up. So I'm lifting it up would be
lo levanto.
Right, lo levanto. Lo levanto. Why don't you lift it up?
Porque no lo levanta.
Right. Little more push.
Levanta.
Right. Porque no lo levanta. Levanta. Okay. You can also say, I'm lifting myself up. I'm lifting myself up. Myself is, I lift me up. Which would be?
Me. Levanto.
Me levanto. Me levanta, lift me up. I lift myself up. That means I'm getting up. So for to get up, in Spanish, you lift one lifts oneself up. So me levanto is I lift myself up. I'm getting up. We are getting up would be we lift us up, and us is nos. So we are getting up would be we lift ourselves. Or we lift us up?
Nos levantemos.
What is the verb? Levant.
Levantar.
Right. Levantar. So we are lifting up would be?
Levantamos.
Levantamos is right. And we lift ourselves up.
Nos levantamos.
Right. Nos levantamos. Nos levantamos meaning, it means we are getting up. Nos levantamos. If you want to say, you're getting up, Roberto.
Te? Levantas.
Right. Te levantas. At what time are you getting up, Roberta?
A qué hora te levantas?
Right. A qué hora te levantas? And now for himself, for herself, for yourself, señor, señora, señorita, for themselves, for oneself, for everybody else self, you use se. S-E. For instance, he's getting up would be
se levanta.
Right. Se levanta. So, at what time are you getting up? Señores o señoras, señorita, at what time are you getting up? A qué hora?
A qué hora se levanta.
Right. A qué hora se levanta. At what time are you all getting up?
A qué hora se levantan.
Right. A qué hora se levantan. They're getting up soon would be.
Se levantan.
Only one push.
Se levantan.
Right.
Pronto.
Right. Se levantan pronto. How would you say, I'm going to get up soon?
Voy a.
Right. To get up. To lift myself up.
Levantar me.
Right. It's spelt in one word, so don't break it up.
Voy a levantarme.
Right. Voy a levantarme pronto. What else? Yes. Or, I have to get up, would be.
Tengo que.
Just don't wait for the que. Tengo que.
Tengo que levantarme.
Right. Tengo que levantarme. How would you say, we are going to get up soon? We are going, do you remember? We are going.
Vamos.
Right. That's the one exception where you don't go to the verb, to ir, yes? But vamos. So we are going to vamos a.
Vamos a.
So we are going to get up, would be.
Vamos a levantarnos.
Right. Vamos a levantarnos pronto. We are going to get up soon. We have to get up. We have to.
Tenemos.
Right. Back to the verb tener. Tenemos. Tenemos is we have. And we have to would be tenemos. Okay. What does I have?
Tengo.
Tengo. And I have to get up.
Tengo que.
Tengo que. Yes. So I have to get up would be tengo que
levantarme.
Right. Tengo que levantarme. Now give me, we have to get up.
Tenemos que.
Right. Tenemos
que. Tenemos que.
Tenemos que. Lift ourselves up.
Levantamos.
Levantar.
Levantarnos.
Right. So say it again. Tenemos. We have to.
Tenemos que levantarnos.
Levantarnos is right. So tenemos que, we have to levantarnos to get up, to lift ourselves up. Tenemos que levantarnos. So at what time do we have to get up would be?
A qué hora?
Do we have to get up?
Tenemos que.
Tenemos que.
Levantarnos.
Levantarnos. Right. Levantarnos. ¿A qué hora tenemos que levantarnos? To remain is quedar. Quedar. Spelled Q-U-E-D-A-R. Dar is to give. Yes? To donate, to give, dar. But quedar is to remain. And to stay, in Spanish you say to remain oneself, which is quedarse. Quedarse. Quedarse is to remain oneself or to stay. So if you want to say, I'm staying, would be?
Me. Quedo.
Right, me quedo. I remain myself. Me quedo. So I'm not staying would be.
No me quedo.
No me quedo. How much is
quanto?
Quanto. And how much time would be quanto tiempo? Tiempo is time. Quanto tiempo, how much time or how long? So I don't know how long I'm staying. I don't know.
No sabo?
No. It's one exception. For you know is sabe, yes. But I know is just a very short little...
No sé?
Right. No sé is right. Yes. No sé. So I don't know how long I'm staying.
No sé?
How much time?
Quanto tempo?
Right. Tiempo. Quanto tiempo? I'm staying. I'm remaining myself.
Me quien?
Me quedo. Me quedo. Me quedo. Yes, me quedo. Yes. So me quedo is I'm staying. I'm remaining myself. So no sé cuánto tiempo me quedo. Or you can say, I don't know how long I'm going to stay.
No sé cuánto tiempo.
I'm going to stay. I'm going to remain myself.
Voy a quedarme.
Right. No sé cuánto tiempo. Voy a. To remain me, to remain myself. Quedarme. No sé cuánto tiempo. Voy a quedarme. How do you see? I don't know how long I can stay.
No sé cuánto.
Quanto.
Quanto tiempo.
Right. Quanto.
Quanto tiempo.
I can't stay.
Puedo.
That's only one push.
Puedo.
Puedo.
Quedarme.
Right. Quedarme. Yes. Quedarme spelled in one word. Yes. Quedarme. To remain myself. Yes. Quedarme. How would you say, we are staying, we remain ourselves.
Nos quedemos.
The verb is
quedar.
Quedar. So, nos.
Nos quedamos.
Nos quedamos. We are staying. We are going to stay a few days. We are going to stay here a few days. A few is more than one. One is uno, and día is day. Days would be días, and more than one day is unos días, a few days. So we are going to stay here a few days would be...
Vamos a...
Vamos a, right?
Quedarnos.
Right, vamos a quedarnos. Quedarnos spelled in one word. To remain ourselves, vamos a quedarnos a few days, more than one day,
unos días.
Right, unos días. Usually, words ending in A are la words. Few exceptions. Día is an exception. It's el día. That's why you say buenos días. It's an exception. Words ending in O usually are el. But la mano is the hand. It's an exception. And MA words are el. They come from Greek. So problem would be problema, el problema. One expression that is used a lot, and you will use a lot because you will hear it a lot, is I. I. I spelled H-A-Y, which means there is and there are. For instance, for people you use gente, gente, spelled G-E-N-T-E. The people's, la gente, it's a la word. So, mucha gente would be many people, a lot of people. So, hay mucha gente aquí, there are many people here. ¿Qué hay? What is there? What's going on? There's no problem, would be. No,
no I.
Right, no I. Problem.
Problema.
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 No I problema. There's no problem. They like to use that. No I problema. Yes. No problem. I don't know would be, I don't know how long we're going to stay here.
No sé.
How long?
¿Cuánto tiempo?
We're going to stay here.
Vamos a quedarnos aquí.
Right. Very good. No sé, I don't know. ¿Cuánto tiempo? How much time or how long? Vamos a. We are going to. Vamos a. To stay, to remain ourselves. Quedarnos. Quedarnos aquí. A useful little word also is todavía. Todavía, spelled T-O-D-A-V-I-A. What an accent. Todavía. Todavía means still or still more. Todavía un poco would be a little more. Still, still more, a little. Un poco means a little. Un poco. Poco, spelled P-O-C-O. What is late?
Más tarde.
Más tarde is later. Oh. Yes.
Tarde.
Tarde. Later would be?
Más tarde.
Más tarde. And a little later would be? Un
poco.
Un poco.
Más tarde.
Right. Un poco más tarde. Yes. Un poco más tarde. And todavía is still more. Todavía is also used in the negative sense for yet. For instance, if you want to say, I don't know yet, in Spanish you will say, still I don't know. Which would be?
Todavía no sé.
Right. Todavía no sé. Still I don't know. Todavía no sé. Still I don't know how long I'm going to stay. How would you say that? Todavía no sé. How long?
Cuánto tiempo?
Right. Cuánto tiempo? I'm going to stay. I'm going to.
Voy a quedarme.
Right. Todavía no sé cuánto tiempo voy a quedarme. What is to see?
Ver.
Ver. We see.
Vemos.
Vemos is right. Vemos. We see it.
Lo vemos.
Lo vemos. Mm-hmm. How would you say, he doesn't see it, or you don't see it?
No lo ve.
Right. No lo ve, yes. But I see is veo. Mm-hmm. V-E-O, veo. Yes. They see it.
Lo vemos.
That is, we see it.
Oh.
They see it.
Lo ven.
Lo ven, right. So once more, we see it would be?
Lo vemos.
Lo vemos. Mm-hmm. How would you say, we see ourselves?
Nos vemos.
Nos vemos. Yes. Nos vemos. We don't see ourselves.
No, nos vemos.
No nos vemos. We don't see ourselves. That ourselves business in Spanish has two meanings. It can mean, for instance, nos vemos can mean we see ourselves, but it also means each other. There's a reciprocity in the reflexive. So nos vemos, we see each other. And that is used a lot for we meet. We see each other, we meet. So if you want to say, at what time do we meet? At what time do we see each other? Would be,
a qué hora nos vemos?
Right. A qué hora nos vemos? So, at what time do we meet tomorrow? Would be,
a qué hora nos vemos mañana?
Right. A qué hora nos vemos mañana? Yes. In Spanish, you use very much the present tense to express the future. So, to say, we meet next week is correct Spanish. I call you later. Le llamo más tarde. Le llamo mañana. I call you tomorrow is correct Spanish, but incorrect English. You may have noticed Spanish speakers, when they speak English, even those who have a fairly good command of English, very often you will hear them use in English the present tense. They will say in English, I call you next week. I see you tomorrow. Yes, I see you. Yes, but they use in English the present tense, not because they don't know the future, which is easy in English. But it's their own speech pattern. It's in the present tense. They don't see why it should not be as correct in English as it is in Spanish or in French or in German to use the present tense to express the future. Of course, if you use the present tense, you have to give an element of the future, yes? Yes. If you say, I see you, le veo, or te veo, is I see you. But if you want to use the I see you in the future tense, you have to say, le veo más tarde, or le veo mañana, le veo, la semana is the week, la semana que viene, the week that comes, is next week. So, to call is llamar. So I will call you tomorrow. Would be I call you tomorrow.
Llamo.
Was more?
Llamo.
Llamo. I call you.
Llamale.
No. Okay. What is to buy?
Comprar.
Right. Comprar. I'm buying.
Compro.
Compro. I'm buying it.
Lo compro.
Lo compro. Yes. I'm buying them.
Los compro.
Los compro. What is I'm telling?
Digo.
Digo. I'm saying it.
Lo digo.
Lo digo. I'm telling you.
Le digo.
Le digo. I'm telling you, Roberto, Roberta.
Te digo.
Te digo, yes. What is I'm calling?
Llamo.
I'm calling you.
Le llamo.
Right, le llamo. I'm calling you, Roberto.
Te llamo.
Te llamo, yes. So, I call you tomorrow would be?
Te llamo mañana.
Right. Te llamo mañana or le llamo mañana. So it's correct Spanish to use here the present tense to express the future. But what you use a lot in Spanish for the future is also going, which you use in English too, but in Spanish much more than in English. So you can say, I'm going to call you tomorrow, which would be
voy a,
to call you,
llamar,
to call is
llamar,
right,
llamarle,
right. So once more, I'm going to call you tomorrow.
Voy a llamarle.
Yes. Voy a llamarle mañana.
Mañana.
Voy a llamarle. So you use going with the whole verb, the infinitive. Voy a llamarle. So we are staying a few days. Or we will be staying a few days. You can use the present tense.
Nos quedamos.
Right. Nos quedamos a few, more than one.
Unos días.
Right. Nos quedamos unos días. But you can also say, we are going to stay a few days.
Vamos a quedarnos.
Right. Vamos a quedarnos.
Unos días.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So, at what time do we meet tomorrow? Would be at what time do we see each other tomorrow? A qué hora?
A qué hora no, nos vemos?
Right. Mañana. A qué hora nos vemos mañana? At what time do we meet tomorrow? Do we see each other tomorrow? But you can also say, at what time are we going to see each other? At what time are we going to meet tomorrow? A qué hora?
A qué hora?
Are we going to is
vamos a,
right? Vamos a to see each other.
Vemos.
Right. Tomorrow.
Mañana.
Right. A qué hora vamos a vernos mañana? At what time are we going to meet tomorrow? So here you have the two options for the future tense, but going is very convenient because it gives you, you just use going, it gives you time to think. But you can also use the present tense. And there's another way also for the future tense. Like if you want to say, I will see for the future tense. It's very simple too, like everything. For I will, you go to the whole verb, you use the whole verb. For instance, let's take, I will speak. Yes, to speak is?
Hablar.
Hablar.
You hit the R.
Mm-hmm. And for I will speak, you use the ending re. You hit the R of the verb with an e, re. And you hit the ending, meaning that you, in spelling you have an R-E at the end with an accent over the E. So I will speak would be
hablare.
No, you hit the ending.
Hablare.
Hablare. Yes, hablare. So that re means I will with any verb. So if you want to say, I will eat later.
Comeré.
Mm-hmm.
Tarde. Más tarde.
Comeré más tarde, yes. I will buy it.
Lo compraré.
Yes, hit the ending, always.
Compraré.
Right. Lo compraré. I will sell it.
Lo vendré. Dire.
Yeah. Always hit the ending. Only
lo vendere.
This the only, you know, you are only allowed one single hit, one single stress on any word. For will, yes, that one single stress, that one single hit is the ending re.
Lo vendere.
Right, lo vendere. To take is tomar. And I will take it would be?
Lo tomare.
Right, lo tomare. So we have re for I will, and remos for we will. Re and remos. Re and remos. Re, I will, and we will, remos. Again, to take tomar, I will take it, would be?
Lo tomare.
Lo tomare.
Tomare.
And we will take it?
Lo tomaremos.
No. The same re, you add the mos to it.
Okay. Lo tomaremos.
Right. Lo tomaremos. How would you say, I will start? I will commence.
Commenzare.
Commenzare. And we will start.
Comenzaremos.
Comenzaremos. I will eat.
Comere.
Comere. And we will eat.
Comeremos.
Comeremos. I will speak with you.
Hablare.
Hablare. Con usted. We will speak.
Hablaremos.
Hablaremos, yes. So we have the re and remos. Re for I will, remos for we will. So also for understanding and reading, whenever you say re and remos, that is I will and we will. Whenever you hear it, whatever comes before, yes, re would be I will, ba ba ba. And if you hear remos, ba ba ba, remos is we will, ba ba ba. Whatever it is. To wait is esperar. To wait and to hope, esperar. I will wait would be?
Espere.
What is to wait?
Esperar.
Esperar.
Esperare.
Right. You take the whole verb. Esperare. I will wait. And we will wait.
Esperaremos.
Right. Of course. Esperaremos. What is to stay, to remain oneself, is quedarse.
Quedarse.
I'm staying. I'm remaining myself.
Me quedarse.
I'm staying. Me
quedar.
Quedar is to remain.
Me quedare.
Oh, that was my next question. Me quedare was correct for I will stay. But how would you say I'm staying? What tense is I'm staying?
The present.
The present, of course.
Me quedar.
What do you do with the present tense? What happened to the present push? Okay, what is to speak?
Hablar.
What is I'm speaking?
Hablo.
Hablo. Yes, push. So to stay is to remain oneself.
Me queda. Me quedo.
Right. Say it again.
Me quedo.
Me quedo. Yes, the present tense. Present. Quedo. Me quedo. So you can say, I'm staying here tomorrow.
Me quedo.
I'm staying.
Me quedo.
Right. Me quedo. I stay. I'm staying. Present tense. Me quedo.
Me quedo.
Right. Now, you can also say, I will stay.
Me quedare. Me quedare.
Right. Me quedare. Or, I'm going to stay.
Voy a quedarme.
Right. Voy a quedarme. Yes. So you have in Spanish, three ways to express the future. The present tense, me quedo, or the future, me quedaré, or I'm going to stay, voy a quedarme. The easy way is using for the future tense, just go into the future, I'm going to. So you go right into voy a, and you use the whole verb, quedarme, voy a quedarme. Okay.